You know, backed up by the ulama and others rejected. Why? Not because of the dalil, because they don't like that guy. Sickness in the heart. So we say, my brothers, we have to learn how to accept each other and love each other for the sake of Allah despite of differences. You have to learn how to overcome the sickness. Ya Ammi, say something else. He viewed something in a different way. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I still love him for the sake of Allah. Hence the statement, Al-Khilaf Al-Ra'y La Yufsid Lil-Widd Qadiyya. Difference in opinion should not bring disunity in the hearts. Should not bring sickness in the hearts. We have to be accepting of one another. That's point number one. Point number two, my brothers, we are not angels. Some of us come to deen, come to the mosque, and expect what? That everyone around him is a prophet. He can't make mistakes. He can't cross the line. Even the mashayikh, sometimes we students deal with the mashayikh like, eh? The Shaykh can't make a mistake. I mean, did anyone claim he is infallible? Did Shaykh Abu Adnan send a member say, Ya Shabab, I'm al-Ma'soom. I'm infallible. I don't make no mistakes. Did Umar al-Banna send him and say, I am Ma'soom? We all have mistakes. We all have shortcomings. And brotherhood means that you do not see the shortcomings in your brother. You only see the good. The Mashayikh and Ulama say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us two eyes. With one eye, I see the good in my brother. Every one of us has a unique, beautiful quality. A good, clean and healthy heart full of iman, he sees his brother, he says what? Allah Akbar, look at his brother. He's punctual in his salat. He comes to fajr. He prays the hajjud. With one eye, I see the good in others. And with the other eye, I see the mistakes in me. I have enough mistakes to keep me busy from scrutinizing others' mistakes. Some people are sick. They specialize in highlighting and picking on others' mistakes. See this brother there? He's got bid'ah in this matter. His aqidah is wrong. This brother there, his prayer is wrong. Wallahi, I don't think I've told the Shaykh before, when I first came on deen, I'm new. I don't know yani much. I started praying, you know, in university. So I went to the mosque one day to pray, and after salat, the brother looks at me, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know that the salam, you know, is going to be followed by a lecture. Yeah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He grabs my hand strong, and he says to me, brother, your salat has 11 mistakes. Allahu Akbar. I got him 11 mistakes. He goes, 11 mistakes. And you were praying beside me and you calculated and memorized 11 mistakes. He goes, yes. Tabarakallah. What surah did you read? Who are you standing before? He left his own salah. He left his own dua. And all he can see is what? Wallah, the Shaykh's finger there. They moved the wrong way. Wallah, the Shaykh's hands were... Akhid'a'ala, the mistakes of the guy beside him. The last thing in his concern is how his khushu' is. How his concentration is. So, brothers, we have enough mistakes and shortcomings in us to keep us busy and engaged with our own mashaykh. And we should have enough husna done in our brothers. Good thoughts about our brothers around us. Say, wallahi, this brother, mashallah alayh. Ya Ammi, he is better than me. Ya Habibi, wallahi, this guy, maybe his circumstances, maybe his test is much harder than I am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for him. Maybe it's harder for him. With these thoughts, brotherhood becomes easy. If you start picking on others' mistakes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pick on your mistakes on Judgment Day. This is why Muhammad s.a.w. says in the hadith, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamhum ar-Rahman. Those who have mercy, Allah will show them mercy on Judgment Day. Irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fil samaa. Have mercy on those who are on earth, the one in the heavens will have mercy on you subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say, my brothers, please, for Allah's sake, who do we start with? Some brothers say, brotherhood means what? How do we bring brotherhood? Shaykh, give us a lecture. Shaykh, give us a talk. I'm seeing brothers, you know, they're not loving one another. La wallah. Talk is good. Lecture is good. But if you want to bring true brotherhood, start with who? With yourself. Pick the 5-6 brothers you hate the most in the masjid. I'm seeing many brothers that pat each other on the shoulder. Do you know? Pick the brothers that get under your skin. Go and buy the present. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم تهادوا تحابوا. Buy a present. The boy say what? Our boy just said, present, that's geisha. MashaAllah alayhi. I'm telling you, sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying it's gay. What do you mean, right? Yes. Don't buy him a book. Don't buy him a car. Buy him something nice, symbolic. A present. He was saying to you, khair. Say, wallahi, I love you for the sake of Allah. You have no idea. You have no idea what a present, a nice smile, and I love you for the sake of Allah does. And if you're a bit of a movie maker, some brothers, you know, Egyptians are specialists, mess around. Learn. Learn from them. You know, sometimes, you know, they add a bit of spice. Find the good quality in him, anything good. Even if there's nothing good, fake something good. Say, wallah, brother, you know what? Wallah, you got to me. It's khair. Because wallah, I saw you praying the other day. Wallah, yadkhul shu'a on your face. Anything, any movie. Any movie. Say, wallah, brother, you know, I saw you coming early for salah and I got affected. People love praise. You know? People, they love praise and hate criticism. We are dealing with sick hearts. Some brothers are specialists in correcting others. He goes and says, brother, wallah, please don't get offended. Wallah, he's going to get offended. You know what he say? Don't get offended. Say, Allah, ballashna. He's going to start. Don't think you'll start. Don't get offended with solving the problem. He is going to get offended. You know? Say, brother, please don't get offended. But you know, I saw this and this and this. Don't criticize. Our hearts are sick. I heard once, wallah, one very, very old wise man from Yemen. You know, I met him in South Africa. Old man, you know, he was giving us some motivation. And he said, you know the famous story, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he says, Rahim Allahu mar'an ahda li uyubi. May Allah have mercy on someone who shows me and guides me to my mistakes. The Shaykh stood up, said, Ya Shabab, I am not Umar and you're not the Sahaba. I am not Umar and you're not the Sahaba. Umar had a clean heart. If someone showed him his mistakes, he carried no grudges. We are sick people. You go to your friends and say, brother, Allah, don't get offended, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100. The guy can't tell us everything. Straight away, shaitan comes. What is he picking on you for? Allah tarak his jam'a kullu mashaf illa my mistakes. Can't you see this guy? Can't you see that guy? How about him? Shaitan, straight away, look at him. But he does that, and he does this. Why? You want to correct someone, what do you do? Number one, try to talk to a group. Wait for a moment, a chance, when this brother is in a group of 4 or 5 people, and talk in general. You pass on the message without hurting his heart. Or you go to someone he respects, and he loves, and he looks up to. Say, Shaykh, wallah, I saw this brother doing this and this. Maybe if you can remind him or remind us in general, inshallah, about this matter. But you approaching a brother and saying, brother, are you doing 1, 2, 3? It doesn't work in our time. It breaks the hearts. Don't break the hearts. People love praise and hate the brother say, brother, but it is sunnah to make nahi an al-munkar. We have to, you know, say, Habibi, wallahi, yes. But what you haven't learned past this sentence is that there's also a fiqh for amr ma'ruf nahi an al-munkar. There's a study, there's a science behind ordering good and forbidding evil. A science that guarantees that when you open your mouth, the result is positive, not negative. We want people to love deen, not hate deen. We want our brothers to love each other, not pick on each other's mistakes. Very, very important. I find the wisest way. They say, I will finish inshallah. They said, Hassan Hussein, the grandsons of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were once in the mosque making wudu. So they saw an old man beside them making wudu wrong. And they are the young boys. What do we do? Young boys are going to go to an old man. Like some of us, you know, go. We come on deen, we grow our beads. The first thing we do is not go back to our father. Dad, you're falling in major sin. The first people to shave their beads were Qawm Lut. And you expect that your dad's gonna say, MashaAllah, rahimallahu ibni ahda li uyubi. You know? Kaf shalawai? Wainu shaykhak? Enta a shaykhak? A jim'a li matruhu ala? And we think now, and then he goes to the shaykh, my dad doesn't accept da'wah. But انت الجحش. You're the donkey. You don't know how to give da'wah. You know? Hassan and Hussein, they said, what will you do? This man is an old man. Young kids are going to tell him what to do. So they thought, how can we pass on the information, bearing in mind the hearts? So they went to the old man and said, Am, uncle, me and my brother, we had a debate. Which of our wudu is close to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Please watch us and be the judge. So they both made wudu perfectly. Maybe they added some, you know, everyone spoke about some ahadith or something. And the man understood the message. They weren't dumb. He goes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward both of you. I got the message, jazakumullah khair. With a smile, with wisdom. That's how you bring mahabba in our masjid. That's how you bring mahabba between the brothers. Some brothers are specialists in breaking hearts. And you think this is da'wah. Wallahi, it's not da'wah. You are breaking your brother's heart and you are causing fitna in the ummah. You know? We have to have wisdom. وَادْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمُعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ Call to your Lord with wisdom and good, proper advice that brings mahabba and love in the environment you're in. So if I start with myself, I start forgiving, I start letting go. Many wa'if bil-wahda, you know? This guy said this to me. This guy said, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Someone does something wrong to you? Alhamdulillah. He's a top brother of Allah. He made a mistake. He slipped. He's not used to these, you know? He's new. Or shaitan got to him. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I will deal with him better. These are the akhlaq of deen that we don't find in our environments. This is why in every mosque, in every association, in every movement, we find what? Brothers fighting. And when they fight, all our efforts go in vain. So please, my brothers, when it comes to brotherhood, all we start with yourself. Start with yourself. Start with you. You bring love in your heart. You try to love everyone. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter Jannah until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. You will not believe until you love one another. أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحببتم. Shall I tell you about something? If you do, love will spread amongst you. أفشوا السلام بينكم. Give salam to each other. Don't be gangs in the masjid. Sometimes, you know, two or three brothers are friends. They come to the mosque, that's it. He goes to he knows his mates. He goes to the mosque, Salaam alaykum, Assalamu alaykum, Assalamu alaykum, and the rest of the mosque are enemies of deen, enemies of Allah and His Prophet. Ya Amila, wa taqra as-salam ala man arafta wa ala man lam ta'rif. Give salam to those whom you know and those you don't know. You find the brother in the mosque alone, come. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With a smile on your face. Why are we frowning for? Can someone explain to me, I understand your wives are giving you hell. But why are you bringing that to the masjid? Why do you come to the mosque with a frown on your face? Smile. Wallahi it's halal. Wallahi it's sunnah. Smile. Love your brothers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Umar. What's your name? Introduce yourself. Break the barriers. Wallahi little words like this, they change people's lives. All of us inshallah ready? Ready to start with ourselves inshallah? جزاكم الله خير and thank you again all the brothers for this event. We are going to Sheikh Abu Adnan for inviting us here today. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.